It's Power Back Time on the Gutsy Podcast. Each episode brings you 5 minutes of condensed inspiration to reclaim the courage and momentum you've unintentionally given away. You've got big things to do, so let's get your power back. I've been really sick lately, and this particular sickness has triggered some mental gunk that I was wholeheartedly not expecting. One of the things that I have found that brings me a lot of clarity and a lot of focus, and honestly just helps me to feel a lot better, is to write and to guide other people. So as I'm going through this process, I'm like, okay, how do I help myself in this situation? I feel called to write right now. And so I shared a post on my Facebook page talking about how this sickness has brought out this zombie groundhog in me, this creature that has just dug up every thought, worry, fear, and insecurity that I think that I've ever had in my life. And as I shared this post, it turns out a lot of you resonated with it. So today's Power Back episode is focused on not feeding your zombie groundhog. You know, that creature that pops up kind of out of nowhere sometimes, that just wants to suck you down in and tell you and convince you that you can't, you're not good enough, you're too far behind, and every other insecurity that wants to pop up and rear its ugly head. So today I thought, let's get to know our zombie groundhogs together. Because when you understand what this feeling is, what it's trying to tell you, and how to navigate through it, you can eliminate some of that isolation, some of that like fuel on fire feeling when you're not really feeling yourself. Before we dig in today, I also want to let you know that I've recently switched up my newsletter a little bit. I'm really adamant about making sure that I'm not filling your inbox with a bunch of shit or a bunch of things for no reason. So I've restructured the way that I'm sending these out. And one of the things that I'm doing differently is every Sunday, I'm sending out a No Brawl Sunday email. This email it's kind of like blog style. Think of it as guidance, relatability, vulnerability. If you follow me on Facebook or TikTok, you know that I'm really good about sharing relatable situations and then how to move through it. I really focus in on the truth and the how. And so every Sunday I'm sending out a newsletter that talks about a relatable situation and how to move through it. And I also put in what I'm calling an easy peasy brain relief, which is just a very short, simple way for you to take action. The how. So if you're on a self-development journey or just really looking to expand your life or in your business in a new way, I would invite you to come subscribe to it. Again, I'm not going to send you a bunch of willy-nilly bullshit because I don't like that in my inbox. But I am going to send you some stuff that really is like tangible shit to help you move forward. So if that's doing something for you today, go to lauraora.com/connect. There's a place, very simple place to put your name and your email, and I would be happy to send you some No Brawl Sunday stuff. All right, my friend. Today is all about the zombie groundhog. Let me give you a little bit of a backstory here, because the zombie groundhog was not a thing until it was a thing this week when I was sitting on my couch feeling what I am labeling as impending doom. Long story short, I got COVID. This is the first time that I've gotten it since it has been a thing. And when I tell you that this nunchucked fucking roundhouse kicked my ass, that is an understatement. Now, I also want to preface this with I have been on the verge of a physical and mental burnout for quite some time. If you've been following me, you've been listening to the podcast, you know that I've also recently sold not one, but two businesses. And there was just kind of this whole perfect storm of my body was already tired. My mind was already tired. I started to kind of grieve that old chapter of my life. I'm stepping into this whole new chapter as a speaker and an author and a coach. It's just been like a lot of change, right? A lot of change. And so when I got sick, I had the physical stuff for about a week. Now, you can probably still hear a little bit of it in my voice, especially if you're an avid listener. It's along for the ride. The show must go on at this point. But what really threw me for a loop was I had no idea, none, how much COVID can affect your brain. Until this point, I haven't seen anybody talk about it. I haven't heard any conversations about it. Like, I don't know if it's just because I haven't had it before or what the case was, but like, literally not a word. I am a huge advocate for talking about sharing space and getting support for your mental health. And so when this hit me, I was like, what the fuck is wrong with me? I went from feeling physically bad to feeling mentally terrible. It was like every fear, worry, concern that I've ever had, I think in my entire life, just like came up out of the ground. I felt like I had just messed everything up. I felt like I couldn't do this. I felt like nobody cared about me. I felt like no one wanted to hear what I had to say, that I was never going to be able to make it, that I was going to financially let our family down. Like, you talk about fears. Holy crap. They reared their ugly head. And that's where this thought around the zombie groundhog came up, because I was like, it's like this creature came up out of the ground and it hadn't eaten in years. As I started to talk to people and do a little bit of research, I found that brain fog is a huge, huge, huge symptom of COVID. I'm literally laying in my bed, unable to move, thinking that I have just completely fucking lost my shit. And it turns out this is nothing more than a symptom of COVID and can be part of long COVID as well. So as the week has gone on, the days have gone on, I've started to slowly gain back my personality, to understand what's happening, to wake up to myself and kind of get my hands wrapped around it. One of my first thoughts is, what are some of the things that help me when I'm not feeling so great? And that is to talk about those things. So I'll be damned if I don't talk about this. I want more people to understand that this is a part of COVID, but also that this is a part of being a human. That sometimes, even outside of the sickness, right? Like, even if we put that to the side, sometimes there are life situations, triggering moments, changes, evolutions, new levels, like something happens and this zombie groundhog just wants to come up and tear shit apart and try to convince you that you can't, that you won't, that you're too far behind, that things are falling apart. Nobody wants to hear you. I mean, you insert what your zombie groundhog wants to say, it's going to say it. And I truly believe that the more we talk about this, the more that we hold space for people to hear, whether it's a podcast like this, if you know someone that's going through something, send this to them, please. Let them know that they're not alone. This is an episode that you can reference back to on your own, especially when you're not feeling so stellar, right? Like, the more that we have this conversation, the more we normalize that this is part of who we are as people. And that when we are supported, when we are heard, when we are seen, and when we are guided with tools to help ourselves, we can do just that. One of the things that I've really been going inward on this week is how much we want to move through discomfort, right? Like, being uncomfortable is uncomfortable. So our natural instinct is to fix it, to move on, to get a solution, to shove it down, pretend like it doesn't exist. We don't want to feel discomfort. When I tell you that I have fought this, I have fought this tooth and nail. My husband, God love him, he is a saint. He's my best friend. He is absolutely my rock. Has been so supportive this week in reminding me that it's okay to rest. That in this season, my body needs rest. That I don't have to rush through this, that I don't have to fix this. And it's been between him and his support and really listening to myself. I've finally gotten to the point where I don't fight it anymore. I listen to my body. I understand what I need. And one of those things that I've really tapped into is that we don't have to move out of discomfort because it's uncomfortable. In fact, discomfort is where we often learn the most about ourselves. This is where you feel. This is where you release. This is where you get information. This is where you really are able to connect with yourself. And I found that when you allow yourself to sit in the discomfort. I know it's awful. It really, really can be a challenging situation, but hear me out on this. When you allow yourself to sit with the discomfort, this is the thing that ultimately frees you even more, that brings you even more clarity, that releases you from this stuff that's coming up. Because what's coming up isn't here to harm you. It's here to inform you. It's like a messenger, your zombie groundhog, which is this part of you that rears up when something has shifted or changed, when a new fear is presented or an old fear wants to come to the party. This is an opportunity for information. So one of the first things that I recommend is to get to know your zombie groundhog. Okay. My zombie groundhog brought up a lot of stuff. It was just this perfect intersection of a lot of different changes happening in my life, and then add on physical sickness on top of it. Boom, perfect storm. What your zombie groundhog really wants to do is it wants to be seen and heard. It doesn't want to be pushed away. It doesn't want to be reprimanded. It doesn't want to be smacked on the nose. It doesn't want to be judged or fixed. It just wants to be seen and heard. And the reality is that it's trying to tell you something. It wants to communicate with you. It's telling you that, hey, there's still something here for us to work on together. It's showing you what it really wants and needs to be healed, to be released, to be freed, to move on to the next chapter. Or maybe it's an invitation to do things differently. When I really started to hear my zombie groundhog, which I know is kind of a funny thing to say, but I have found a lot of comfort in giving this part of me kind of its own little identity, because it's helped me to differentiate between what's true and what is kind of being fed. So when I really started to like hear my zombie groundhog and say, okay, like this is trying to tell me something, this wants me to know something, one of the things that came up that I was able to clarify is that I cannot build this next chapter of my life and career the way that I have built the last two. Especially when I was building the design business, I built that off of every insecurity that I had. Was that conscious? No. I mean, I wasn't building the business consciously being like, oh, how can I create like a Jenga tower that one wrong fucking block, the whole damn thing comes down. No, that's not how that worked. But now that I've done the inner work, I've done the growth, I can see things for what they really are. I can see how I built things. And I know how that disrupted my body, my mind, my finances, my home life. Like it wrecked me in every possible way. And, you know, I always say that the thing that you want the most is often behind the thing that you resist the most. And one of the things that I know that I want the most is peace and stability in my life. I love white space. I love flexibility. I love to kind of be able to do what I want to do when I want to do it. But I have been resisting that by filling my time, by making things harder than they have to be, by thinking that I have to give away everything in the kitchen sink, that I have to build 40 different programs and do all these different things and have all this stuff. And it's like, hold up, Laura, what do you actually really want? Simplicity, ease, things that bring you a lot of joy and make a really great impact with people. While I've been super conscious about not building the same way, there's still just some tendencies that have popped up. And so this experience has really shown me that like, no, this, my body literally will not allow me to build things the same way again. And for that, I am grateful. I'm thankful, even though it gets my attention in a way that I don't always prefer. It has really shown me what's important to me. And that's what your zombie groundhog is here to do. It's here to show you what's important to you, what's ready to be released, what's ready to truly be freed from. The next piece I want to share with you that I learned is don't feed the zombie groundhog. Don't feed him. Because when you feed him, and what I mean by that is by, it's like putting fuel in the fire, doing things that make it worse. These are activities or thoughts or behaviors that aggravate or intensify the fear or the feelings. Remember, I told you that zombie groundhog has popped up out of the ground like it hasn't eaten in years. And when you do things that support its already aggravated state, it makes everything 10 times worse. So get to know what feeds your zombie groundhog. What makes this feeling worse? If you can think about this when you're not in that situation, is really helpful, because then you can consciously refer back to what makes this worse. Because sometimes when you're in it, you're in the thick of it, you don't always remember. It's because your brain is working in a different way. So having a list, something as simple as in the notes section on your phone, like don't feed the zombie groundhog, put a bullet list of 3 to 5 things of what makes it worse. Because when you're aware of what makes it worse, then you can start to consciously choose to do something different. For me, what feeds my zombie groundhog is sitting by myself, scrolling on my phone for hours at a time. Isolation and scrolling is a recipe for fucking disaster for me. Because I've gotten to know this, because I have it literally written down in the notes section of my phone, I can refer back to this. I can remember. And then I can consciously choose to be like, nope, I'm interrupting it. I'm stopping it. I'm not feeding the fucking groundhog today. And in that same regard, get to know what calms the zombie groundhog. What guides it? What nurtures it? Or at bare minimum, what doesn't make it worse? Because again, going back to the beginning, we're not here to fix this, okay? Like, I'm not encouraging you to rush through this or do something now to change the bad feeling. I'm just helping you to understand that you have more power than you think that you do, especially in those moments. And that while you don't have to fix it, you most certainly have the ability to not make it worse. And you can do that by getting to know what helps it. What just moves the feel better needle just like one space to the right? A couple of things this week that I have found have really made a big impact with just little tiny shifts. One, it's kind of strange, but it worked really well, which was changing out of my pajamas and putting on like yoga pants and a t-shirt and my shoes. There's something about that act that made me feel more grounded, that made me feel like I was going to be doing something, even though most of the day I was just literally sitting on the couch staring into the abyss. Staying in the pajamas, staying isolated, scrolling on my phone makes the zombie groundhog really cranky. But getting up, putting on some shoes, being around my loved ones actually really made a pretty big difference. And I think that it was the small change each day that has helped me to move through it at the pace in which my mind and body want to. Talking and writing has also been incredible for me. I love being able to converse, to find comfort in other people saying, oh yeah, this is normal, I experienced this, and here's what I did. Just hearing from a handful of people that like, oh yeah, the brain fog with COVID is really fucking bad, immediately made me feel 100 times better, because I knew that I just wasn't fucking losing my mind. So maybe it's conversing with people. Maybe it's writing things down. Maybe it's listening to stuff. Find what works for you. The last thing that I'll share that works really well for me, and I think works well for a lot of people, is getting outside. Look, being locked in my house for 2 weeks is real bad for my mental health. So I've been going out and sitting on my back porch and drinking a cup of coffee and feeling the sunshine on my skin, because I live in Pennsylvania and it's actually been pretty nice outside lately. These are simple things that are not fixing anything, but they are supporting me. This is allowing me to feel what I need to feel, to process what I need to process, to grieve what I need to grieve, while also supporting and nurturing myself at the same time. And that, my friend, is my recommendation for you. You don't have to fix what's going on. You don't have to change this today. In fact, the more that you try to force to fix it right now, the hungrier that damn zombie groundhog gets. So instead, how can you support this phase that you're in? What are some small things that add nurture into you that that make you feel just a little bit more connected, that guide you to a little bit more of aliveness. When you give yourself the space to process, and when I say process, I mean you're really feeling it out. I have cried more in the last 2 weeks, I think, than I have in the last 2 years. I have slept more in the last 2 weeks than I think I have in the last 2 years. This is the phase that I'm in right now, and it is temporary. This feeling is temporary. This process is temporary. And I have to say that while it feels like fucking forever when you're in the midst of it, I actually think that this phase is shorter when you give yourself permission to feel it out, to process it, to nurture yourself in soft, gentle ways, and to finally release what it is that you need to release. It doesn't continue to show up, right? At least not in the same intensity. It's no longer a thing that drives you. I think that our fears and insecurities and things that happen in our mind are part of being a human. I don't know that that ever goes away, but we're better equipped to handle it, to shift it, to see it, to understand it when we have given ourselves time to really process it. Your zombie groundhog is not trying to ruin your life. I know it might feel like it in the moment, but it's not. It's a version of you that just wants to be seen, to be heard, to be nurtured, to be guided, to be allowed to feel what she needs to feel. So if and when this pops up for you, get to know your zombie groundhog. Know what feeds it in the worst of ways, and know what nurtures it, what redirects it, what supports it. And lastly, I want to remind you that you're never truly alone. If you need guidance, if you need support, if you need someone to hear you, even if you don't have someone in your immediate vicinity, your phone, your computer is just a button push away. Whether it's in a Facebook group or a support hotline, reaching out to someone, hell, send me a direct message. You'll be amazed at how much support really is out there, even from perfectly incredible strangers. While I may not be 100% yet, I told my son today, I said, you know, honey, I'm not 100%, but I'm about 78. The impending doom has started to lift. The brain fog is starting to clear. Today is one of the first days that I have felt really actually inspired to create and to speak. And you know what? I actually feel really, really grounded in it. And I owe that to not bashing, fixing, or rushing my zombie groundhog, but rather getting to know that version of me and allowing her to feel and do what she needed to do, which included a whole lot of fucking sleeping. My friend, I love you endlessly. I love having these conversations with you. I love sharing vulnerable moments with you so that you know that you're not alone. I love sharing relatable experiences and giving you some simple ways to move through and know how and what to do. I'd love to have you in my world just a little bit closer. So go to lauraora.com/connect. You can sign up for my newsletter. I'll send you that No Brawl Sunday goodness, as well as early access to Power Back episodes. And you may or may not get first access and some discount codes on upcoming programs as well. You can also connect with me. I am very active on Facebook and TikTok. You can also find me on Instagram. I am @ thatlauraora. And as always, until I see you next time, stay gutsy.